Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. Have you had enough rhubarb yet? With the stork season in full swing, I've been talking to two men behind Edinburgh's Prestonfield, an hotel and estate with claims to introducing the vegetable to these islands, and where the restaurant is called Rhubarb and makes a specialty of dishes featuring... Exactly. John McMahon is head chef at Rhubarb, and the place is owned by legendary Edinburgh restaurateur James Thompson, himself a keen grower and cooker of rhubarb.
Because it's never promoted, never advertised, it's free, nobody ever buys it. Rhubarb is strictly private.
It's called rhubarb, and the only word that they ever said in this film was rhubarb.
The restaurant is right out onto that bed, and there was actually some rhubarb there when I arrived here many years ago, because it has been growing here since about 1746.
It's strictly local, and a child grows up believing that only in our town do we know about rhubarb. This is our secret.
The great thing about rhubarb is that it actually does regenerate very easily. It's almost like a weed that it doesn't actually go away. The roots get established, so it is around for a long time. And it is actually better, I think, to contain it because it does spread like wildfire, and it does tend to take over other bedding areas. So it's best to really be kept in a contained area.
Every kid in Scotland grew up with rhubarb, dipping it in sugar.
So James Dick was Lord Provost of Edinburgh three times, almost like the Lord Mayor, but in Scotland we call him Provost. And he had three terms of office, and he decided to clean up the streets of Edinburgh. And in those days, people threw out their waste from the high-rise buildings that we had in the old town and threw them out in the street. And twice a day, the street cleaners would come along and sweep up all the... rubbish from the streets.
People pick it, they chop it up, they freeze it, they use it to make rhubarb pie. Nobody ever buys rhubarb in supermarkets.
I think it's one of the things that you went to school, you got rhubarb crumble. So I think in Scotland, every day it's one of the staple diets from when you were a kid at school, you remember it. A lot of your food memories are made when you're a child. When we were kids, we were given it, we had not really good for your teeth, but it was given a bowl of sugar at the same time you dipped the rhubarb. And there's also the rhubarb custard sweets, the boiled sweets everyone kind of grew up with as well. And everybody grew it in their back gardens as well, because it's so easy to grow.
Sir James Dick, he decided that manure and rubbish that was there would actually be good for his land. So he put in the carts and brought it out to Prestonfield. So we have very, very fertile land out here, which all came from the old town of Edinburgh. Now, one of his ancestors, Sir Alexander Dick, he was the president of the Royal College of Physicians in Edinburgh. And he was a medical man, and he discovered the wonderful medical benefits of rhubarb, because obviously in those days they were eating a very rich diet, lots of red meats and game and such like, and it helped their constitution. So rhubarb was seen as this miracle cure for keeping the body in good shape, and movements regular, etc.
We've got it on the pre-theatre menu. It's with a vanilla. It's basically very, very, very simple. It's with a sable biscuit, vanilla, custard, set custard, and rhubarb sorbet. Very, very simple. What we've done there is we've compressed it. So we use a vacuum pack bag and compress it first. And actually what it does, it breaks down the fibre walls without actually cooking it too much. Then we've cooked it in rhubarb juice with a little bit of beetroot to keep the colour, which works quite well with the sweetness of the beetroot also. And we vacuum packed it and cooked it long and slow in a water bath.
I suppose when I was a child, rhubarb pretended to be in pies and jams and such like, but today chefs are much more creative, and you see rhubarb being used in all sorts of ways, in appetisers and main courses and in puddings. but it's a much younger rhubarb being used and very young shoots and things. But it does give a very distinct flavour to fish, as well as using it for desserts and things.
We had it with foie gras and duck. And it worked really well with that, with the sharpness, because if you can control the how sweet it is, you can control how sweet the rhubarb is, it actually works quite well with the foie gras and the duck, with duck salami. It's about controlling how sharp and how sweet it is, and getting the right balance of sweet and sour. So, I mean, it's almost like having like a sweet and sour vegetable, using the sourness of the rhubarb with the sugar, and then getting that balance there. So it worked really well, like a pickled rhubarb with venison.
I actually quite like rhubarb raw. when the chef's kind of chopping up things, especially young shoots.
Rhubarb crumble and custard, that's one of the things that all children kind of grow up on. I think the best way to do that is just over some caster sugar, a wee tiny squeeze of lemon juice, some caster sugar, and basically just cook it from raw. Then you'll get all the flavour in there. You could also try and cook it sous vide the way we've just cooked it there, which could quite easily be replicated with a freezer bag. And yeah, most people have juicers in their house now, just a little bit of the rhubarb, and then cook it in its own juice. Just under boil, about 90 degrees, not so in the summer, so the fibre walls break down. When we are doing a crumble in the kitchen, we make the crumble, then we fry it, which sounds really odd, but it takes away the powderiness. So we fry it in a wee bit of clarified butter, then we mix it with some oatmeal and with some panko breadcrumbs and brown sugar, and it really, really works, really works really well. So rather than serving a powdery crumble, which is where people go wrong, you've got the butter in there already, so you just pan fry the crumble before you mix it with the panko and the oatmeal. I think the Yorkshire rhubarb is certainly more sweeter, and the Scottish rhubarb, it's controversial, but people might say the Scottish rhubarb's better. I like both.
You heard there from John McMahon, head chef at Rhubarb, and before that, James Thompson talking about rhubarb, and also a word or two from Garrison Keillor's Rhubarb,